In the day's other news, universities in Beijing and other Chinese cities sent students home after weekend protests against COVID restrictions and against the country's communist leaders. That move came as Beijing police were out in force hunting those who took part in the demonstrations and trying to stop any new protests. The foreign ministry defended those actions.
China is a country governed by the rule of law, and the various legal rights and freedoms enjoyed by Chinese citizens are fully guaranteed. At the same time, any rights and freedoms must be exercised within the framework of the law.
The protests were China's largest since its army crushed a pro-democracy movement at Tiananmen Square in Beijing in 1989. A new Pentagon report estimates that China is rapidly building its nuclear arsenal and closing the gap with the U.S. The report says Beijing has more than 400 nuclear warheads and could nearly quadruple that number by 2035. The U.S. currently has more than 3,700 warheads. A tense calm prevailed in Ukraine's capital city today as police braced for a new Russian missile barrage and more blackouts. At one point, air raid sirens sounded in Kyiv, but it turned out to be a false alarm. Meeting in Bucharest, Romania, NATO foreign ministers pledged blankets, generators, and other aid to Ukraine. They said it is crucial to combat Moscow's strategy.
Russia is using brutal missile and drone attacks to leave Ukraine cold and dark this winter. President Putin is trying to weaponize winter, to force Ukrainians to freeze or flee.
The NATO chief also reaffirmed a commitment to have Ukraine join the alliance, but gave no timetable. Israeli-Palestinian violence surged again today, with five Palestinians killed across the occupied West Bank. In one case, Israeli forces shot dead a man who rammed his car into a soldier. Clashes have sharply escalated this year, with more than 140 Palestinians and 31 Israelis killed. At soccer's World Cup, the U.S. won a politically charged match with Iran, 1-0, to advance to the next round. The Americans scored their goal in the first half and then staved off repeated close calls in the second. They play the Netherlands on Saturday. We'll get much more on this later in the program. Here at home, the city of Houston lifted a boil water notice for more than 2 million residents. The notice was issued Sunday after a power outage shut down a treatment plant. Officials say that testing now shows that the water is safe to drink again. On Wall Street, stocks mostly searched for direction. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained just 3 points to close at 33,852. The Nasdaq fell 65 points. The S&P 500 slipped 6. And a passing of note, Democratic Congressman Donald McEachin of Virginia has died after a decade-long battle with cancer. He had been reelected to a fourth term earlier this month in a district that included part of Richmond. Donald McEachin was 61 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, Arizona's certification of election results is delayed because of baseless claims of fraud. A deeper look at the United States World Cup win over Iran that comes amid international tensions, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.